Hi, everyone.
Hey, hey,
hey.
I'm Alicia.
And I'm Meredith.
And this is It's About the Pasta, a Vanderpump Rules podcast. Season 4, episode 2. We just started. We're not tired of this shit yet. It's actually pretty entertaining.
I am here for it.
So before we get into it, check out A&M Podcast Network. We have this podcast. We have our Summer House one, Summer is Fun. And we have One Season Wonders. Join our Facebook group. It's the same name as the podcast. Follow us on Instagram at Vanderpasta. Rate, review, subscribe. And then also join our Patreon, patreon.com.
You're crushing it. I hope
you do. I'm just going quick as can be. What is it? Patreon.com/Vanderpasta. Let me tell you what you can get. So for $1 a month, you can get access to all of our pre-shows where Meredith and I just catch up before every show. And then you'll get access to any episodes that we record early. So such as this one. This one you won't get until next year, fucking honestly.
Well, so you could have had it last year, is what she's saying.
Oh man, that's right. You could have had this like a fucking year ago.
I don't even know what day of the week, or I know what day of the week is, but I don't know what the date is when this is released.
It's rough.
It all depends on when season 9 came out.
We're assuming season 9 is coming out December 2021, which means this will be released sometime in 2022. So, but it is currently August of 2021. So do the math. We're so sorry you are receiving this so late. It's kind of your fault. So,
but once you've either right now or once you finish the season, immediately go and join our Patreon because season 5 will probably be available by
also
now.
Yeah, it's literally $12 a year to get like earlier access to the show. So I don't see a problem.
Come join our bullshit. Get on our bullshit.
Also, for $2 a month, you get access to everything I just said. Plus, you get an after show where Meredith and I will go back and talk about any spoilers that we notice because we are doing these episodes spoiler free.
I think this season is heavy spoilers, is all I want.
Yeah. Oh my God. There's so much stuff that I'm just like, oh my God. Oh my God. I have thoughts. Yep. Also, we will say your name on the podcast. So thank you to Gina, Chris, Dustin, Tracy, Mariah, Jackie, and Danae.
Oh, man.
I know. I forgot to message her. We do these so fast that like it's not a weekly thing. So it doesn't like hit me every week. But Danae, I'm sure it's like the prettiest name in the world. And I just fuck it up. Danae.
Oops. Next time.
Yeah. Okay. Great. We love you though. Please feel free to message me if you listen to this. You deserve better than me. And then for $5 a month, you get access to everything I just said. Plus, during live seasons, I will ask for your opinion and we will talk about it on the show, which live seasons have already passed by the time you're listening to this, but we assume there will be more live seasons for shows.
Summer House may be going on.
Forever.
No, honestly. Like right now when this is being released.
Yeah, okay. So if you want.
Who knows?
To give us your opinion on Summer House. We don't know what's happening, but that's the way to do it is donate $5 a month. Also, we will pick a patron of the episode. So this episode's patron, he's new and he is very close to one of us. He was a surprise kind of patron because we didn't expect him to listen, but I texted Meredith when I saw the notification come through and I was screaming. It was so nice. So thank you to Chris, Meredith's dad.
Ooh, my dad Meredith's became a patron.
A real parent.
And we have our patron. He Friday night at dinner gave me all of his edits. So dad, if you're listening, stop listening.
What did we do wrong?
Oh, too much. I'll talk about it in the post show. I'll give the notes.
There was something he texted you that was like FYI, you on something.
I got in our pre-show, we talked about the Olympics and gymnastics tickets.
Oh, yeah.
And he's I got like, the price wrong.
FYI, those tickets were not cheap. And I was like, oh my God, dad.
So we have a new podcast parent, but a real parent.
He like is a real parent. And then we have our podcast parent. So, but that's hilarious. Chris. Hi, Chris. It's so nice to virtually meet you. Oh my God. Thanks for giving Meredith life. Well, thanks for helping. Okay. Oh, that's really loud. I was going to pour my water into like this really nice container. I'm going to do it. Everyone listen. I'm drinking water. This is my mix it up. Sorry. I'm lame.
Hey, I'm drinking water too.
Well, you're not drinking right now.
This is a healthy August. Alicia and I are on. We're athletic.
No, I got drunk.
We drink water.
I got drunk last night. I don't know why people call me healthy. I got drunk last night. What's happening is I'm not hungover. I'm just thirsty. So. It's been long.
Instead of mix it up, welcome to Hydrate Hour.
Choke my water. Okay, let's get into it. So previously on Vanderpump Rules, Jax is talking to a girl named Brittany from Kentucky. Sheena had a birthday party and Kristen came, even though she wasn't invited, and it kind of angered Ariana. And then James got incredibly drunk and flirted with Sheena's friend Jenna. So, like, not a lot happened on the last season, but it's, like, setting up a lot of
last
drama.
Episode, but yeah.
Oh, yeah, you're right. Okay, so we open up this episode at Sir. We meet Lala. She's getting trained, and Lisa likes to bring in new people. And Lala, who knows if the girls really like her? None of them have punched her in the face yet, so that's a good sign. But the boys really love Lala, specifically our man Jax.
Oh, yeah. He's already texting her.
I loved when he's like, hey, have we met before? And she's like, yeah, when you texted me. And he's like, oh.
He like tries to be sly and think that girls will lie for him, but little does he know.
Have we met before? No. Hi, I'm Lala. You have my number already.
Yeah.
So weird. And then Katie's she's training this new server named Faith, who's struggling with her table numbers, but we hope she will get there.
It's okay. She's going to take home the menus and study them. She has to be up to par. This is not just any serving job, you know?
No, it's very technical.
Yeah. And you have Lisa watching you, which would be terrifying.
Lisa's a scary person. And then so Sheena gets here. She looks rough from the night before. She joins Jesse and Katie while they're refilling sugar. James, I guess, had a great time last night, but doesn't remember most of it, which he told Sheena, which they don't understand how you get that shit-faced. I do.
You drink
a ton of alcohol. Very easy,
especially when you're annoyed with someone.
It's a slippery slope. I guess last night James was hammered, Kristen left,
mm-hmm.
And then James got called an Uber by Sheena's husband Shay, and he lives right by Jenna, so they were just gonna share an Uber.
Makes sense. They live four blocks from each other.
Four blocks. So the Uber dropped off James. It was supposed to drop off James, then Jenna. But it turns out that it dropped off James and maybe went to Jenna's. But Kristen this morning broke into James's email to find an Uber receipt at 6 a.m. from James's apartment to Jenna's apartment. Dun, dun, 6:08.
Okay. James is the one later on who says they live four blocks from each other. Why do you need an Uber home? Jenna, just walk home.
Well, it's dark at night at 3 a.m.
No, it said 6 a.m.
The next morning. Yeah.
Come on.
The next morning. Yeah, that's suspicious.
Also, just call your own damn Uber. Also, stop giving Kristen access to anything.
I love that. It was like, Sheena explains all of this and Katie looks at her and goes, I can't process this right now because she's obviously very hungover. And I sat here for a second. And I was like, I'm not hungover and I can't even process.
Oh, you
this.
Know what? You're right about the 3 a.m. Later, it turns into 6 a.m.
Well, it was a 3 a.m. Uber that Shay called
called. And then
that's why it would have went. Yeah, that's why it would have went from James's to Jenna's after. Okay. But at 6 a.m., you're right. No one's like, ideally, no one's going to mug you at 6 a.m. because all the muggers are probably asleep. So maybe she didn't want to do a walk of shame. I don't, it can like get rough. But if you're four blocks, you just, I don't know.
And I love that Sheena says that they call it the smoking gun Uber. Like, this is some groundbreaking investigation.
Yeah, this was crazy. Kristen's detective skills are insane. And Katie's like, don't get in the middle of it. And Sheena's like, I already am. And unfortunately, everyone else is putting Sheena in the middle of it. It's not Sheena's fault that her friend did this. It's not Sheena's responsibility to figure this out.
No. Don't I would stop responding.
I would too. I'd be like,
she is involved, but just for when did Shay call that Uber? Did it also go to Jenna's? That's the only information they're responsible for.
Yeah.
Because they have it.
Okay. So then our girl Diana makes an appearance. Never forget Diana. Suck a dick, Diana. This poor girl. She's still working at Sir and she brings Lisa some tea. They get a visit from Lala, who wants to know when she'll be completely on the schedule and not just being trained. And they said this week, and Lala's like, I can't do this week. I have to leave.
I'm actually gone this weekend.
But I'll be back Monday morning.
Okay. I've actually had to do this where you get hired for a job and then it's like,
I have vacation.
Well, like the job we used to work at together, after my first week, I had to take a Monday off because my nephew was being born. Oh. And I was like, thanks for hiring me. I do need to work like 4 days and then I'm off.
Yeah. Thank you so much. I mean, this isn't to me a huge deal, I guess.
No.
Listen, I'm not like cutting down the hostess industry, but I think if you're in a bind, anyone could kind of seat tables if needed. 100%. You know?
And the schedule has not been made yet. So
schedule has not been made.
Pretty easy to accommodate.
She's telling you ahead of time, whether it's a personal thing or a modeling thing, it kind of doesn't matter.
And I do appreciate, we find out this is a lie later. I do appreciate that she actually does lie about this.
Yeah, same. That you do your best. Listen, I've lied about a lot of things to get out of work. So it just doesn't sound like I'm going on a vacation.
Yes.
One time I went to an interview to do a new job and I told my boss I was supposed to have jury duty.
That's so a good one. That is a good one.
I actually didn't have to do jury. Or no. I told him I had a... No, it was jury duty. Yeah. What I did need to do was call to see if I would have jury duty in the future. And I didn't. So that worked out well. But I would have already quit this job by then. So it didn't matter. But... it just happened. You just do what you got to do. I also appreciate Lala saying she takes this job as seriously as it is. She is seating 100%. People at tables.
Yes.
I get this. Even my job, I'm an accountant and my boss during my interview was like, none of us are performing brain surgery. No one will die.
That is what my company says all the time. But for some reason, I treat my job way too serious. I need to get back to.
I am serious in the sense that I don't want to mess up, but we all mess up and then it's like, well, nothing happened. It's fine. You see people at tables, go to Italy, Lala, do it all.
Yeah. Make it all work.
So then we're in the back of Sir. Katie and Sheena are hanging out. Ton of new people. No one can remember their names except Katie's training Faith and thinks she's sweet. And then they start talking about how they can't keep up with Kristen and James and Kristen not stopping or still texting Sheena. She like won't stop texting her.
Yeah.
And then I did write down the text that Sheena read.
I was hoping you did. Cause all I was thinking is, you know, Sheena reads these texts and I was like, holy fuck. And I was like, Alicia will totally have them.
It's so ridiculous. Sheena reads this text from Kristen and it says, Jenna fucked my boyfriend. So please don't be a bitch about it. She's a fucking whore and you were rude to me. Listen, bitch, if I'm listening to you, bitch, don't tell me that I'm a bitch.
This lane will close.
Yeah. Also, stop talking about one of my best fucking friends.
Well, here's the thing. You can be pissed at that girl and tell me about it, but I'm not responsible for her behavior.
Yeah, I don't care. That's it doesn't make me not want to be friends with her.
Yes. Well, that's fucked up if Jenna slept with her boyfriend. I would admit to saying like what my friend did is fucked up, but don't like scream at me as if I like sent her to do it.
It was my fault. Yeah. Shay just called an Uber and thought these two adults could make it home.
A normal thing.
Maybe you should talk.
She's paying for it. He can make people double up too.
Also, maybe talk to your boyfriend about fucking someone. It's not my friend's fault completely. Your boyfriend's the one in a relationship. And this is what
Sheena talks about. She then says, like, Kristen takes out her problems on whoever's listening. Kristen is more mad at Sheena than we've seen her be mad at James.
Oh, I know.
And also, honestly, spoiler, then she is mad at James this entire episode.
Oh, it's just so stupid. Also, Sheena says that Kristen says, it's another one of Sheena's friends fucking Kristen's boyfriend, to which I was like,
who else? Kristen, you're fucked, the queen of, you've done this. So.
But who else fucked Kristen's boyfriend?
Oh,
Ariana. Fuck Tom. It hit and, me just right
and
now.
And one of Sheena's friends did kiss Tom Schwartz.
Ah. But that, but like, Kristen doesn't, I'm care about saying, that. Like,
apparently, Kristen's friends, so.
Very selfish. You're right, Ariana. Great. I'm glad I fixed that. I was like, who's this other friend?
I did not come to me.
So then Jax brings up his, I love what they call it, flavor of the week, named Brittany from Kentucky.
They just scroll right up.
We find out Katie actually met Brittany first in Vegas and didn't feel the need to shield her from Jax. Because now Jax and Katie are like kind of cool. I don't know if I'm Brittany, would I be offended by this? I'd be like, am I not important because enough to shield?
Katie, I was like, whoa, you're just going to let Brittany get destroyed. And then Katie said he has kind of evolved and it does seem to want to get more serious with someone.
Yeah.
So it's more of a Jax is getting better rather than just like, fuck the girl.
And maybe honestly, Katie maybe didn't really love Brittany, so it was like, if she's a flavor of the week and Jack screws it up, it's not gonna affect me anyway.
They met in Vegas. You don't really think it's gonna last that long.
Yeah, but I mean, they don't really care if it lasts long, because Jax and Brittany walk up and Katie and Sheena are like, you have house keys yet? He got his name tattooed on his arm.
Got the spare key. Yeah, love it.
He's fucked a lot of girls, huh? And it's so funny. And then we find out Brittany is going to meet Lisa and maybe try and get a job here. And Sheena's like, why would Lisa hire another person you've slept with? This is already a mess at Sir.
Why would she willingly go into something where she knows you have it's slept with her? She won't even hire Shay.
She won't even hire Shay. Also, I think Sheena and Katie are the only two people at Sir who haven't slept with Jax. And they even fight with Jax sometimes. So I don't know why we'd even put more pressure on this restaurant.
That's not true. Ariana.
Oh, you're right. Ariana wouldn't touch Jax. At the
I would say before. Ariana is number one to not sleep with Jax. Katie second, Sheena third.
Yeah. Sheena might. If she wasn't married,
I could have seen her sleeping with Jax a while back just to like piss
just Stassi to piss off Stassi. Yeah. Yeah, 1,000%. So now we're back in Sir. Then we find out this is Brittany having an interview, which I would just like to say, Brittany showed up in this really low cut romper, very short, and heels.
Oh my God.
Just to, not that that's like trashy, but like kind of.
But this isn't how more you slutty. Ask for a job. If you're going to lunch at Sir, gorgeous, great outfit. But sitting down with the owner, I know that. But one thing I was thinking of is like the girls wore skimpy ass dresses, but still, this is not how you try and put your best foot forward with a new boss, no, potential boss.
Absolutely not. And then, so we find out Brittany's from a really small town in Kentucky. Jax is just trying to help Brittany out because Brittany wants to move to LA. So this is like
the kindest step. Person we know, Jax Taylor.
Jax Taylor is really helping. He helps hot women move closer to him so he can destroy them. Lisa already knows going into this that she probably won't hire Brittany, but she'll just shut Jax up with the chance. So Brittany walks in and Lisa's like, love the outfit. Why don't you sit on down? Jax is excused. There is no resume though. So we don't know Brittany's skill set. We don't know if this she can is bartend.
Ridiculous. I mean, Lisa basically asks for normal things when you're interviewing for a job. And Brittany's like, way too honest about it. I'm sorry, I don't have it. I really wasn't prepared for this.
Yeah, this makes it seem like Brittany showed up to LA and Jax was like, do you want a job?
Jax was like, follow me. We're going to do something fun.
Yeah, you're going to go ask for a job. And Brittany was like, oh, okay, I'd love to ask for a job. I don't have a resume.
Yeah, what job are we talking about?
But she has worked at two bars across the street from a baseball stadium in small town Kentucky. So okay, that must
first
be fun.
I was like, oh, in LA? That's awesome. She's done so much. And then I was like, no, she does not live in LA right now.
What baseball team is in Kentucky?
They don't have professional sports. So there's no professional sports.
So it's like a T-ball league?
What T-ball? I don't know. There, I don't know if there's any minors, but I just know there aren't professional sports in Kentucky. Oh. That's why they're so psycho about University of Kentucky.
Well, Lisa's going to think about Brittany, but there was no resume. And Lisa just wanted her to put on some fucking pants.
Yeah, not a good look here.
So then, meanwhile, while this is happening, Jax is at the bar and, like, Katie comes over and is like, hey, just wanted to make sure I wasn't dreaming that you brought Carter, a different girl, to Sheena's birthday just a few hours ago. This poor girl from Kentucky, don't say you're going to like have her back. She's going to move here and you're going to do something dumb. Like
But Jax, of course, is like, Carter's just a friend. I just brought her as a friend.
Also, Brittany's already the love of his life. So Katie, calm down. And then Lala comes over and Jax greatly extends an invite to Lala to meet up for drinks later, but very flirtily. And Katie's like sitting there and she's like, Brittany's literally in the other room, just blocked by a wall. And this man fucking forgot.
Jax is the kindest person around to anybody new with boobs.
Also, Lala's living in Stassi's old apartment in her old room.
Did she say she was roommates with Danny?
Yes. Remember Danny from season one? She was around a little bit. She was friends with Vale. That was Danny's other like main thing. So they're living, in Stassi's old apartment. So Katie's like, Jax really wants to go back into Stassi's room, so he's going to use Lala to do it.
Yeah, he's been clawing his way back there, and who knew it would just be with Lala.
But Jax just wants love. At the end of the day, Jax Taylor just wants love so he can cheat on you and ruin it.
I think his definition of love is different than if that's what he's looking for.
I'm sure.
A warm body next to him.
Yeah, honestly, just as long as it's not a dead cold body, he'll take anyone. Okay, Tom and Katie's apartment. Katie's home from work. Bubba's. The Bubbas are so happy.
Oh, I love them. I love seeing them at their apartment.
And Gordo the dog.
I'm not a huge dog person, but I'm really happy for them. Gordo's that their dog goofy. Is fabulous.
They have like a mini birthday party for the dog, which I don't understand, but do your thing.
I think Tom got him prime rib, he said. I was like, what the fuck?
That looked like spam. That was not prime rib. That looked like spam from a can.
Prime rib dog food. So it was all like ground up.
It was disgusting. So then Katie, she wants that ring. So she is hinting to Tom that he'd be such a good dad, like a good stay-at-home dad. You know,
but we need that ring first. We need
the ring first. And we know we're 9 months into the 6-month ultimatum. Katie's been backing off though about it, which makes Tom want to take the next step. So it seems like reverse psychology is the way to make Tom Schwartz.
It sounds like you have to load on a lot of pressure to put the idea in their head and then just back off, because maybe that makes him scared. Like, shit, she wanted that so bad. She doesn't want it anymore.
I took it as he's going to think and be like, it was my idea to propose to Katie. Like, she had no idea it was coming. Whereas she, for years, has been like, where's the ring? But it's coming because he got a dog and a perm.
A perm. He screams commitment now.
Yeah, like, we don't know what's most important. It might be Katie or Gordo. Then the career. The perm's
thrown in there. Work a little bit. You know what? They're all on the same field.
Perm might be above Gordo. We don't know. But they're basically all equal, right?
Yeah.
And we know, I mean, from our own experience, if a guy gets a perm for you, it means he's going to commit, because no guy has ever gotten a perm for me or Meredith, and we have no ring. That's true. So,
honestly, correlation is not causation, but right now there's a correlation to why we don't have a ring, because we don't have a guy who's got a perm.
Next guy I go on a date with, I'm just going to be like, would you ever get a perm for me? And if he says like, sure, I'd be like, oh my God.
I'm going to put that in a dating profile.
Would you get a perm for me?
Yeah.
And just see how they answer.
How committed to this are you? Would you get a perm for me?
And then they talk about the Jenna and James situation. And Tom Schwartz makes a great point. It's wasteful for someone to date Kristen and not cheat on her, because she'd be so bored not using her detective skills. Little Nancy Drew over there.
Honestly, her hacking skills, everything.
Amazing. What else would she do?
She does have great skills. She's However, amazing. This is one of those things that I do think she puts this out into, like, that energy out there so she can use her skills.
She seems like the type of person that does it before you cheat on her. And then you hate that she did it. So you do cheat on her.
Yep.
And then she catches you and she's like, I knew it.
This is why.
I knew it. And it's like, well, just wanted to prove you right, girl. So now we go to this restaurant. James and Kristen come face to face. It is not a happy reunion. Kristen tells James that he was embarrassing last night at Sheena's. He says he's sorry. And she's like, that's not good enough. I need wine. So Kristen,
can I have a Sauvignon Blanc, please?
Or Pinot Gris, literally anything you have.
I love how wine. She is like, you drank so much. You were so embarrassing. Can I please have a glass of wine? I was like, this is where the conversation doesn't need alcohol when you're talking about how shit-faced someone got.
And then Kristen explains the situation. Like, oh, I saw this Uber. And I saw that you had this Uber receipt.
Well, she first talks about that. She heard that he Ubered home with Jenna. Yes. So tell me what happened.
Yeah. And he's like, we just Ubered home. And then she stayed over and we hung out and smoked a joint is what he said. He didn't say joint, but he's like, we smoked a joint. And then she interrupted. Thank God. Because I don't think you could say joint on TV yet. Because it wasn't legalized, but it was funny because I was like, that's your excuse. You're like, hey, hot girl just came over to smoke a joint with me at 3 a.m.
Yeah, we were just hanging out at 3 a.m. Nothing was happening.
And then she's like, you don't want to see the Uber receipt from your email? And he's like, oh no.
He like it has a smile on his face too. He knows he's like caught.
Also, I'm so sorry. Why does anyone have access to your fucking email? I don't care if we're married.
Dude, I can't even remember my own goddamn passwords. How does somebody else?
Listen, I don't care if we're married. I don't care if we are siblings. Like, I don't care how close we are. You're not getting my email password because I just attach it to Google.
The only thing I could think of is, like, say there's an iPad lying around. It's like, if she didn't really break in.
Yeah, they like see my email, but
somehow like there's a device there that she has access to his email. And I get this. Listen, the way he was acting last night, I kind of get why she was like, I need to look into this.
Yeah, I mean, sure. But
this is, but you also just break up with them and don't deal with this anymore.
Over it. Yeah. So Kristen now is in her interview and she's like, people call me crazy, but I always find shit. And I'm like, well,
anytime I go searching, I find it.
If you go searching, you're gonna find something. Okay.
Something that could be taken out of context that isn't even true.
Yeah. So James is caught. He kind of starts gaslighting her, which I don't love because he's like, well, haven't you cheated on me? And I was like, oh.
Well, because Kristen's like, we're done. And he goes, well, have you ever cheated on me? Now's the time to admit it.
Yeah. I was like, they just are a mess. No, they should break up.
Why does that fucking matter?
This is where I was like, they need to break up. So Kristen grabs her glass of wine and she's like, we're done. Sips it. I really wish she threw it back. She didn't. She just took like an extra sip and then just put it down because she walks away with it like 3 feet. And then she like throws it back a little and I was like, chug that shit. And then she doesn't. She just puts it. So she wasted the wine.
You know
and
what?
James
leave
pay
him
for
the
it.
Bill though. Good job with that one. Leave him the bill.
And she's like hella fucking distraught about this. And I don't know why it surprises me though, because these two need to break up. Like,
I know, but I felt so happy. She was like,
we're done.
We're done. And walked out. I was like, yes, we're done. We are done.
Yeah. It just,
no matter how crazy you are, you don't deserve to put up with this shit. End it.
Agreed. Move on. Okay, so now we're at the bar with the Sir co-workers. The
Surly Goat is where they are.
The Surly Goat, that's right. I was like, what is the name of the bar?
It I could not weird. Stop laughing when Jax at Sir talking to Lala was like, we're going to the Surly Goat. I was like, great.
It's this cool ass bar.
It just made me think of the goat cheese balls at Sir.
Oh, they don't have goat cheese balls, but they have like real goats at the Surly Goat. So I don't know. But the Toms and their girlfriends, we're all talking about Brittany. Like I said, she wants to move out here. And Tom Sandoval, right on the nose, is like, Jack's full of bullshit. Brittany shouldn't do it.
Don't do it, Brittany. Does a great impersonation of something Jack had already said.
Yeah. And Schwartz corrects me up. He's like, Drax brings a lot of girls around. We try to like them. We probably never see them again, so we don't get too attached.
No.
It's probably not even worth getting
like, have we met this girl? And everybody's like, yes, Vegas. Don't you remember?
I loved when Brittany, so first Lala and Faith walk in, and then Jax and Brittany walk in, and everyone's like, so nice of Jax to invite these young girls. Mm-hmm. But Brittany goes up to Tom Sandoval, and Sandoval goes, have we met? And she goes, yeah. And he's like, I'm sorry.
He's like, I'm so sorry. She's like, yeah, like, we have once before.
We did meet in Vegas. So the boys go to get something to drink. Meanwhile, Lala is asking Brittany about her accent. Brittany is smiling like the fucking Joker, and Katie and Ariana are on their phones the entire time. They do not give a fuck about this. No,
they're
girl.
Literally sitting next to each other, deep into their phones, like as if they are like working so
texting
hard.
Each other. They're like texting each other, like
probably.
We have to deal with this bitch. Hey, did you see this meme? Meanwhile, like Brittany's sitting there, she's like, hi, so nice to be in LA. I love yes, this.
I mean,
place.
Honestly, Faith, Lala, and Brittany are all in the same boat of like, they're all new. What the fuck's going on? So we're just going to talk to each other.
Yeah. Katie and Ariana are sitting there like, hey, didn't Jax just try to hit on Lala like 2 days ago? Just so
while Brittany while Brittany was in the other room, so with Lisa.
Brittany's here. But Brittany's smile, I was like, this girl is trying too hard. She's gonna just
she is total Midwest transplant, never left her town type of gal.
I've never been to a big city before. I've been to Vegas once, but that was it. I don't know this girl. It's just so
that
funny.
Is not what she's saying, but that is no, our interpretation.
It's the vibe. So then the boys go talk about drunk Jax the night before was saying that before sex, he makes.
Oh, girls. This was at Sheena's birthday party with Carter.
Yeah. He likes when girls.
He didn't say this to Carter, but.
No, but he told the Toms. He likes when girls like put on gym shoes before sex.
They're naked around, and walk around.
Get their feet all stinky because no. He likes stinky feet. Oh, I hate feet. I think feet are one of the grossest okay. body parts.
I don't want you to be like appalled by my feet by any means. Like if we're like laying on a couch and we're opposite ends with our heads, I don't want you to be freaked out if my feet are near you, but I don't want you to be in love with my feet either.
I don't want my feet near you. Like it's a personal preference. Don't put your feet near me.
Like I want to put my feet on like someone's lap.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Don't put it near my face. And no. Like don't ask me to give you a foot massage because that
I could do that. Maybe.
I can't do that. I hate
feet. Need to be clean feet.
I think feet are absolutely disgusting.
Would you be okay if someone gave you a foot massage?
No. I don't want you to. Honestly, getting pedicures was like a really big step for me.
Really?
I think it goes back to, this is disgusting, but in eighth grade, it was like traumatizing. I had these guy friends and they pinned me down on a trampoline and one of them stuck their big toe in my mouth.
No,
and I like,
no,
I was horrified and just threw up. And no. Ever since, like, I don't like bare feet. I don't like none. Painted feet, like I don't like gross feet. I don't like if your feet has like dead skin, just wear socks. Like, oh, I hate it all. I just hate it.
Alicia, I've gotten better. Horrible.
I've gotten better, right? I can go to pedicures.
Yeah. Because then do they normal make people the feet, things.
They make the feet nicer.
But
right?
This Jax stuff is off.
Oh my God. If some dude was like, let me lick in between your toes, I'd be like,
ew,
I can't.
Stop. I don't even, I don't have your traumatic experience, mm-hmm. But I'm still a no on this behavior.
I don't like
I feet. Just want to be able to have my feet in your vicinity and not for yeah, you. Not you, gonna, but a boy.
Listen, you ever have stinky feet, Jax? Like that shit doesn't smell romantic.
No.
Okay? And I can great. Smell my own feet. I don't
I hate after a workout. Like I immediately have to change my socks. Like,
yeah.
I need
take
to
off my
fresh.
Shoes, let those air out. Like yep. So this is what Jax likes feet, I guess. Then we talk about Carter from Sheena's birthday party, but him and Carter are just friends. I wonder if they've slept together.
Yeah. I wonder what happened after Sheena's birthday party.
And then he is very convincing that Brittany isn't moving in, but then of course, Bravo has the receipts of Jax asking Brittany if they're going to look for apartments together.
Well, he clearly has not said they're not living together to her and that she needs to find her own place. He rattles off some options. And one of those is,
are you going to ending is
an R. Like, are you going to stay with friends? Do you need to crash here for a little bit? Are we going to look for apartments?
He goes, are we the first time I've talked about it. For you? Are we going to look for an apartment together?
Yeah.
And I was like, ah, Jax. But he says it's really nice to meet someone like Brittany who's not clueless, but doesn't know who he is. Which, why wouldn't you watch the show?
Oh, I'm sure she has.
Could you do that? Like, if someone was like, I'm on a reality show, we're dating, would you want, I just out of pure curiosity, I'd be like,
if I was the person on a reality show and I started dating someone who hadn't watched it, I would want to watch it with them.
With them.
And if I was a person who was dating someone on a reality show, I would watch it.
I would watch it.
Even if I would want to watch it with my girlfriends, not with them.
No, yeah, yeah, yeah. I'd be like, I need to watch this and roast him alone and see what kind of person he is.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, back to the group. Lala is officially done with training, but she does share that she has this modeling booking in Italy. And Katie's like, really going in on her.
Katie immediately does not believe this.
There are plenty of models in Europe, so I don't know why they're getting you, like, not a superstar. And I was like, and she's kind of being
no bitchy. One gets flown to Italy.
Stop blowing up this girl's spot, Katie. Just
which honestly. I mean, nobody would pay for you to go to Italy. You would have to get yourself there for the job, but
we know it's a lie, Katie. My God.
You gotta play dumb and be like, wait, so are you like, when do you leave? And yeah, like, what flight are you flying? United? And then she would be like, no, private. And she'd be like, oh, wait, who's, you gotta
what's act the dumb, modeling so agency or like, what are you modeling? That's so cool. For?
Like, how did you get that? Is there anything that like you did before? Or like, how did you get into that scene?
Tom's a model. Like, how do I get him on that scene?
Yes. And that's then it would so just crumble. Dumb.
Honestly, though, Brittany might have been the only person that could have done that because they all seem like they've been in the modeling industry except Brittany. So then that's when Brittany.
I know, but if you say you're into like doing modeling in Italy, that's not something they do. So I'd be like, that's whoa, true. I didn't even know this world existed. Tell me more.
I hate that she's like, maybe it's not here, but later she's like, I have tons of European model friends. And I'm like, where, Katie?
I know. I was like, shut the fuck up, Katie.
Where?
Here's the thing is there's a chance in this world that this could be a real story, though. You have no fucking clue.
Yeah, I have no clue. I've never modeled, but if someone was like, I'm getting flown out to Italy for modeling, I'd be like, dope. Probably they just wanted the scenery. That'd be me. I'd be like, oh, the scenery, I bet it's beautiful.
It's the private jet, but she hadn't mentioned the private jet yet. She hadn't
mentioned it.
That's the thing that would throw me off, but it's like, yeah, it's your scene coach.
That's fine. Okay. Whatever.
Yeah.
We're not just going to put up like the Leaning Tower of Pisa background in the US. No, we're going to fly you out to Italy, get that shot, and then
I'm not going to green screen this shit. Come on.
Absolutely not. We are high class models here. And then we do a toast. Welcome to Sir. You're gonna regret it. I look forward to hating you all at some point. Hip hip.
I love it.
Hooray.
That's a great toast.
So now we're at Kristen's apartment. Pictures of James everywhere. She did not burn them yet. And she's getting herself some wine.
That is, I do have to say, that is probably the one, like, a terrible thing about breakups is like, as soon as it's done, you go back and it's like your whole world.
Yeah.
Reminds you, have to, like, you of that person. Yeah. Yeah.
So James actually comes in, to which I was like, oh no, they're going to make up, like, immediately. I was
100%. I was thinking that because I couldn't remember. Are they in the same outfits as when they broke up? Is this the same day?
No, this I think is later because Kristen broke up with him at the restaurant with a bun.
Okay.
And
her hair is down here.
And a black tank top. And now she's like in purple or whatever. Yeah. But it's super awkward. Kristen's sitting on her phone. James is sitting there. Eventually he like apologizes and Kristen just goes into this long, like, she made a lot of mistakes with Tom. She was crazy. And now she's like not crazy and she's not going to keep being crazy, but this relationship is crazy.
And I was like, exactly. So stay out of it. Don't get back into it.
She goes, our relationship hasn't been crazy yet. And I was like, didn't you punch him in the face at a fucking wedding?
Yeah. That's, I would say, crazy. It's been fucking crazy.
So yeah. James apologizes and says when he's angry at Kristen, he drinks. And she's like, but I didn't do anything. And he's like, yeah, but you make me piss.
I need people to understand, even if somebody's, you're not responsible for other people's actions, but people need to be self-aware about how their actions contribute to other people.
So Kristen being a mom going, You don't need another drink would just make me mad. I'd be
I
like,
would literally
I'm be irrationally James, mad at you.
I would be James with the Fireball bottle if she told me to stop drinking.
Yes. So now James does admit to cheating, but they didn't have sex. They only made out.
They kissed. And she's like, I love how Kristen's like, no. Like, well, what else happened?
He's like, it was because I wanted to, and I might have tried to undress her, but she didn't let me. I was like, really? This bitch is also drunk at 3 a.m. She's at your apartment at 3 a.m. You're making out, but like, don't touch my boob. That's the line.
That's the thing is he probably could have gotten away with this lie. He said that top was off, no bottoms off though.
Yeah, she sapped it before it got too far. But it was like, she won't even let me take off her shirt. But then in his interview, he says he's of course lying to Kristen. He is not telling her the whole truth. I can't wait for this to air. I was like, she's going to watch this.
And he's doing way better at lying this time than the smile face he had at the
prepared. He's prepared. But the truth is, him and Jenna were boning. It's not funny, but the way he said it, I could not stop laughing.
Because, like, since he's British, obviously he has the accent, and then he also just, like, uses different terms. So him saying boning
was,
and
he was so happy about it. And he's, like, in his chair, like, bouncing up and down. He's like, truth
is, if it just happened.
Hell yeah, we were boning. Fuck yeah. And, like, it was just so funny. And Kristen then, of course, though, does not know that they boned. But now in her interview, she is like, I'm so happy James has told me the truth. And I'm just saying, I would have loved to been like the producer, the cameraman doing both these interviews and just being like, that's great, Kristen. Yeah, we're like, so happy for your relationship.
Since he told the truth, it shows me he really wants to work on this relationship.
And then like cut to James in the next room, like I boned someone else. And then they start making out and James is like, I love you. And I was like, no, you don't.
He like is kissing her like very slowly and is like, Kristen, in between kiss, I love you. I'm sorry. I'm like, stop. Gross. This is too much for me.
You don't love her. You should probably stop and just dump her.
Go bone Jenna again.
I'm telling you, Kristen must know how to have the best sex. These dudes cannot get rid of her.
Okay, I don't understand why either of them wants to be in this relationship.
No, I don't know much about James and his ability in bed, but it seems like Kristen just falls really fast, right? She didn't want to leave Tom. She never wants to admit when her relationship is a fail. So I think that's it.
I think Kristen is holding on to see if Tom and Ariana break up first.
Yeah, because she doesn't want to be single when they're dating.
No.
But like, I swear to God, I don't know why Tom held on to that Kristen relationship for as long as he did, because that was a nightmare. I don't know why Jax went back twice.
Nope.
And now James, I swear to God, like her vagina spits money out because these
men. The only thing I can think about James is he knows he's got a good ticket on this show if he's still dating Kristen.
And I mean, he's hooking up with other girls anyway, you know?
Yeah. So, he gets the best of both worlds.
It's so stupid.
It's crazy.
Okay, so now we're furniture shopping with Tom and Ariana. Tom's been in his apartment for 10 years. He did the Schwartz era, the Jax era, the Kristen era, and now the Ariana era. But it's time for some new stuff because that sofa's been tainted by the movie Drive.
And I love how they have to like kind of explain this to the worker without fully explaining it to the like worker.
Yeah, he's like, why do you sofa? Need
a new sofa, and they're like, it's tainted, and he's like, oh, a pet,
a dog, and basically Ariana's like, kind of couple dogs. Okay, so they're testing out the sofa. Tom's super weird. He's like,
I hate this. Listen,
Tom is straight up doing it for the show, right? He is pumping her. He is like trying, should we test it out, Ariana? And her ass is so uncomfortable. She's
literally laying there just flat.
We're in a sofa. Like store. We're in a furniture store.
Yeah.
The whole window is just glass. So everyone walking by can see. There's a camera and this dude trying to sell us a sofa. He's not gonna sell it to us if we hump on it. So I don't know what we're doing.
We're gonna be forced to buy this one because finally they on it.
Yeah. Finally they just like settle on the couch and talk about adulting. They love living with each other, no regrets. And They make breakfast together. They are, it's just pure.
You realize like you love living with someone when you love even doing like the little things.
Tom's like in the flashback, he's like, hey, I made you breakfast. I love making you breakfast. And she's like, I love when you make me breakfast. I was like, oh, it's weird, but I love it.
And I love hearing the term adulting again.
Yeah, Tom explains the definition of adulting is getting excited about things your parents got excited for that you didn't understand. And now you do because you're adulting, which I get this. Somewhere along the line, I got very excited to like buy bowls and like cups.
Yes. I love my silverware and my kitchen stuff.
I love organizing and like vacuuming sometimes and laundry.
No, but I don't like any of that. Don't go crazy.
I love laundry. But I get it at the same time though. Adulting gets super weird after you say like past 25. Like say at the first few years out of college because you like actually have to adult.
And well, then, like, I think when this was aired is when we came out of college and the term adulting was really big.
Yeah.
People don't say that shit anymore.
I mean, but Tom's like 30 something and he's still like, we're adulting. You should have been adulting.
Yeah, but like they're, let's be honest, they're all delayed.
That's true. So then, so they talk about Sheena. Is Sheena bored? Because that's why she keeps Kristen around, which honestly, kind of, I appreciate
okay, this because what I've decided is Sheena is so happy anytime anybody is slightly nice to her. And so she just accepts the lowest of lows of friendships as long as she gets some type of attention.
Yeah, fine. It's Sheena.
Which is sad because she has so many great friends that she should just be happy with that.
I agree. But Ariana's not going to be a Stassi. She's not going to cut friends out because they hang out with Kristen. But she will, and I think this is good for her own mental sake, she will distance herself from Sheena if needed. Because
yes, if Kristen's going to be there all you're going to do is talk about Kristen, I won't be present. I'm setting a boundary that I'm not accepting Kristen in my life. And if you want her at something, that's fine. I'm going to make the conscious decision to not be there.
Yeah. That it's like so incredibly fair to do that.
Yeah.
Because
it's called setting boundaries. It's great.
Kristen tried to kill Ariana with a Mack truck. She actually,
I have this with one of my friends. I've said if so-and-so is there, I don't want to be in their presence. So
fine. Yeah.
Yeah.
Love it.
I'll remove myself from the situation.
Fuck yeah. Okay, so now we're back at Sir. Jax, of course, has to ask Lisa about Brittany. She's trying to move here. She needs work. And it's all Reliant. There's only one restaurant in LA and it is Sir and she has to work there.
And of course, Lisa is like, well, I mean, she wasn't even prepared. I still don't have her resume. And Jax is like, I know, that's my fault. It was such a last minute thing.
Also, Lisa's like, why don't we just see if you guys are dating for a few weeks? Like, she's not actually in LA yet. Like, why don't
let's take a beat. Let's regroup together in 3 weeks.
There could be a new girl tattooed on your arm later. We don't know. Also, she's like, why am I going to do this if it's going to end up like, she hints, Laura Lee.
Yes, like every other situation, which Jax knows he can't argue with Lisa. A, because you can't argue with Lisa. And B, his track record. Gives and there's Lisa all the validation.
There's a full 3 seasons of receipts on that one too. Yep. Jax Taylor, you are caught. So then Faith is working. She serves Lisa, seems to do okay. So because Faith is working, Katie and Sheena go to the back of the restaurant to talk. Not like the actual back of the restaurant, but like the kitchen.
But like
back
near
of
the kitchen.
Mm-hmm. And so Katie's like trying to be open to new people and she likes Faith, but she's suspicious about Lala and this whole Italy modeling thing. She just can't let it go.
Which I get this. I feel like when I meet some people, new people, I'm like, this shit doesn't line up. Like, I gotta know.
I don't care if it lines up most of the time.
I'm I do.
No skin off my back.
But then I like to call out people who are lying about shit for no reason.
I don't care. I think she has a reason. She doesn't want to be like, I'm going to Italy.
She has a reason to Lisa, but to like Katie last night, whenever they were at that drinks, like she could have fessed up here.
I guess, but you don't know Katie. You don't know if she's going to like turn you in or anything. But then they look up Lala's profile picture on Instagram and it's a picture of her butt, which it was a hot pic. You know what? If I had a body like that, her body is snatched.
I get why you posted on Instagram, but why is that your like pro pic?
Maybe she doesn't want people to know who she actually is. Maybe she's a sugar baby because that's what's implied. And fuck yeah, show your butt.
Go for
it. And so Katie doesn't appreciate the profile picture. And then it's hinted that there's probably a rich dude with a private jet that's taking her to Italy. So now... Yep.
Sheena has heard some rumors that Lala hangs out in a crowd with sponsored vacations by old men.
Which, like, do what you gotta do to get rich, girl.
100%.
I would have been how can I join?
Yes. Get me in on this without having to do too many deeds.
So now at work, at the front desk, which I would love to walk into a restaurant and hear this conversation amongst workers, but they walk up to Lala and they ask her more questions about this modeling job. And this is where Katie's like, I know tons of European models and I've asked them all about.
Yeah, why would you be there? What, like, you're no supermodel. And Lala's like, thanks, Katie.
Thank you for not thinking I could be a supermodel. It's really lovely. And then they bring up the butt profile picture and call her out. And this is when Lala's like, fine, you fucking caught me, detectives. More Nancy Drew shit over here. Of course it's a vacation.
But I wasn't going to tell my boss that. I like how she handles this.
She goes, it's a free trip to Italy. And she knows, like, what'd you have to do for that free trip? And that had the energy of, do you remember that scene from Bridesmaids where that little girl comes in to, like, get a friendship bracelet and she starts arguing with Kristen Wiig? And she's like, oh, I'm very popular. And Kristen Wiig does, like, the blowjob and is like, I'm sure you are. That was Sheena's, like, what'd you have to do for this free trip?
And of course, Lala's like, actually, I get to keep my legs closed on this trip. And they dig in deeper.
What about your mouth? I was like, you know what? Fine.
Let her go.
She wants to, she can. And then Lala's basically like, can you not tell Lisa? And this is when Sheena's like, Lisa's one of my friends. Like,
here comes the brown noser Sheena. Lisa's actually my friend and I don't really appreciate you lying to her.
She's still your boss. We all lie to our bosses.
Yes. Especially being new. Like, listen, I think that's great, Sheena, that you have a friendship relationship with Lisa, but you have to have a coworker relationship with all these other people here. So understand how some coworkers are not on the friendship level and do lie to their bosses.
Yeah. Now you're
no harm, no foul. Nobody's going to die over this dumb little white lie.
Also, you're going to be the narc at work now. So enjoy that.
She already is the narc. Remember with Stassi?
And narc at work. I'd be pissed. But whatever. We get a quick Peter sighting. And then Sheena takes a break from accusing girls of giving away free blowjobs and goes to talk to Ariana. And Sheena tells Ariana all about Kristen texting her and James and the Jenna thing. And Ariana's
this
like...
This would piss me off if I was Ariana.
Ariana's just kind of like, why are you letting her talk to you the way that she is? Like, I get it. Why are we putting up with this? Why are you bitching about it? Just cut her out. And Sheena's like, she didn't do anything to me. And Ariana's like, but she's done horrible things to people you say you care about. And like, that's not fun anymore.
But Sheena also says like, oh, I guess she's done like a lot of fucked up things to Tom. And Ariana's like, what about me?
Hi. Hello. She was driving a Mack truck last season and literally had to jump out of the way. Also, she straight up admitted to trying to break up Tom and Ariana multiple times. Ariana had that horrible panic attack in a taxi that I cried during. Horrifying.
I guess Sheena didn't watch last season.
Only her scenes. So Sheena's just like, I'm going to have Kristen come by tomorrow. And this is when Sheena says she's been friends with Kristen longer, but is closer to Ariana.
Wait.
And this is a fucking lie.
Yes. Thank you. Okay, maybe... She may have known.
Maybe known Kristen longer.
Yes, but she has not been friends with Kristen longer.
Because she was friends with Ariana in season one.
Villa Blanca.
Yeah, before she came to Sir, and her and Kristen were not friends with
no.
Sir.
Okay, because last season, I'm pretty sure Sheena said her and Ariana have been friends for 3 years. Or had been friends for 3 years at Villa Blanca.
Yeah, so that's at least 6 years because then the show went on for 3 more years. Also, Ariana, remember Sheena's performance that she did? It wasn't good as gold.
Yeah.
It was her first one. But she had the two backup dancers, yes. And one of them was freaking Ariana. We talked about in the post show. Yes,
I
swear to freaking goodness,
I was revved up about this as well. This is where I think Sheena always thought that Kristen was a popular girl, so she was like trying to be friends with her.
I mean, I'm
probably
sure
before this show even started, they probably like crossed ways, but that doesn't
matter. Yeah, I'm sure Kristen was nice and then found out that Stassi hated Sheena and then picked Stassi, but that doesn't mean you're friends.
Yeah.
Ugh. So then we're at Sheena's house now. Kristen comes over. We get to see all these beautiful pictures of Sheena and Shay literally everywhere. And Sheena, so they sit down and Sheena's basically like, hey, Kristen, I'm sick of you calling me a rude bitch. And Kristen's like, well, you were being rude, which is like the fun. Like,
he goes, I didn't call you rude bitch, but you were being rude. And then Sheena reads the text and it's like, bitch is in one sentence, rude is in another.
Yeah. And so Kristen's basically like, I'm telling you everything and you just like need to have my back or whatever. And Sheena's like, don't text me horrible things, though. And she's like, but it's not my fault I was cheated on. And Sheena's like, it's not my fault you were cheated on either.
Exactly.
And she's like, maybe like get some self-awareness. Maybe you are the problem because everyone cheats on you, which isn't right. But also fucking maybe at this point, because
definitely gain some self-awareness. It's not all of your faults, but understand how your actions affect other people.
Also, everyone Kristen bangs ruins Sheena's parties. So stop banging people, Chris.
The compilation of all the problems, I was like, shit, that does suck for Sheena. These are your fucking reasons to stop talking to her.
The engagement party. Can you feel this? And then the, what was
birthday
the
other party?
One? Birthday party. Go take a Honda Civic selfie. And then the wedding, which I don't even know one line from that because that was just too much.
All I know is Kristen was trying to go home with her trainer. Wasn't sketchy though, but still James was shit-faced again.
Yeah, and this is where Kristen's like, it's still not my fault. I've done nothing wrong. I am perfect.
Yep.
And Sheena's like, okay, well, Ariana wants me to pick. And this is where Kristen,
I didn't like this.
True.
No, not that we know of.
No, and then Kristen's like, oh, well, there's your problem, which I was still like, no.
See, I feel like Sheena said that to throw Ariana under the bus because Sheena doesn't want to make it her reasoning why she needs to stop being friends with Kristen. So then she subconsciously throws Ariana under the bus, and then Kristen can attack Ariana for it.
It makes Ariana and Kristen have even bigger beef. Like Kristen is still going to go after
Ariana.
But
Sheena doesn't look like the bad guy.
No. And then Sheena's like, it's so hard to be friends with you. And Kristen's like, it's because of them. Which is just like, no,
which I'm
Sheena.
Like, Kristen. Yeah. Okay. Ariana isn't the kindest person to you either, but you both are the problem in your relationship between Ariana and Kristen. Don't act like you have no reasoning that you've done anything wrong.
Also, honestly, if anything, Ariana just wants to like coexist with Kristen.
Yeah.
And Kristen is trying to fucking murder her at every turn. So
it is better this season, though.
Oh, like, I think they just avoided each other as hard.
But like, look at like Sheena's birthday party. Like, we don't get Mack truck comments.
Thank God. I think Kristen got a lot of probably shit about that. So
yeah,
maybe
I think she
stopped.
Gained a little self-awareness about her actions on camera.
Yeah. But that's where it ends. And then next time, Schwartz is ready to propose. Which I was like, that was very like, fast.
Whoa, that perm really did it for him.
The chemicals seeped into his brain and he's like, I'm in love for real.
Now I know.
I need
to
stop
cheating.
Get
a guy to get a perm and he'll
marry fall
you.
In love with you. Yeah.
Hey.
Lala has a breakdown. Sheena has a breakdown. Shay's been missing for 4 days and has
possibly
left
like,
Sheena.
What?
I was like, she's been like, or Tom, I think in the preview was like, how long has it been since you've seen Shay? And she goes, 4 days. And I was like, is he okay? Have you texted him?
Is this like 4 days since your birthday? What are we talking? Like, what?
Is it like 4 days since I've heard from him?
We go 0 to 100 this season.
It's literally like, I'm going to propose. Shay's gone. God, what's happening? But yeah, Sheena's distraught. I think we should call the police. Has she at least checked in? Has he been like, hey, Sheena, I'm like,
we'll find out next episode.
It's like,
I think.
4 days? Okay, very casual. Listen, if I hadn't talked to like my boyfriend, my husband in 4 days,
That's a thing. My husband, we
call the FBI. Yeah, honestly.
Get Kris Jenner on this.
Kris Jenner will find him. Don't worry.
This is a case for the FBI. Use Kristen's skills for good here.
It's just so funny. How long has it been since you've seen Shay? 4 days? It was like a question. Like, I don't know. It's missed off the calendar.
Yeah. I haven't tracked the last time I saw him.
Okay, well, now we need to do accepted and blocked.
I'm definitely ready to block.
Who are you blocking?
I'm blocking James because, one, for his own self, he should block himself because, dude, how do you give her access to your shit? Come on, you're getting yourself in trouble with that one. His behavior, not great. The gaslighting, no. Yeah. And finally, the cherry on top, why the fuck did we get back together with Kristen?
Yeah, also, yeah, you weren't even trying.
You had her break up with you. You were clear. What are we doing?
He showed back up and he dropped the I love you. And I was like, no, you don't.
I don't want this anymore.
It's a lot. So as much as James deserves to get blocked, I just thought his boating comment was the funniest thing. And I can't listen. I know James is problematic. He's going to be problematic 100%. Forever. And I'm always going to find
he's endearing. A young, dumb kid. Let's be
I'm going to find it kind of endearing, which is the problem I have. But I'm going to block Brittany, and I don't even know her. I'm sorry. I have to. Listen, this bitch trying too hard, shows up to her interview, looks god-awful for an interview.
Isn't that Jax's fault?
I mean, maybe, but also
no. I would be like, I'm not doing it this way. I'd be like, I want to introduce myself to Lisa, and then I would love to schedule an interview.
Yeah, Brittany should maybe have some balls. Is she going to move to LA for this man? Why hasn't she watched the series yet? Come on, you have to know about his track record. Meredith and I are these people. We would probably, if there was someone famous that we are going to date or somewhat famous, I'm Googling that shit. I'm going to know everything about them.
I'm so good at finding shit on the internet. So
I do that with most blind dates I go on or
yes, I am searching you.
Yeah. So I don't know why it's just a red flag kind of as a girl. If you didn't watch this TV series,
I agree. Especially because you've met 90% of the cast.
Yeah. Oh my God. You meet them. Also, how did you get picked out at Vegas? How did Katie go? You, I kind of think Brittany approached.
No, I feel like her friend, cause we find out in later seasons. So this isn't that big of a spoiler, but her friend was with her. So I feel like maybe the friend somehow commingled with them, but Brittany's the one who gets involved.
Oh, well, I'm still going to block her because there's something fishy about Brittany that I don't like yet. Maybe I will like her. Maybe she's the sweetest girl in the world. Right now, she looks like the Joker sitting there, not saying anything.
Yeah.
I feel the same way about her, the way Katie and Ariana looked like they felt about her. Like, hey, what's up? I'd rather be on Twitter right now.
So who are you accepting?
Oh, I literally don't know. I kind of found a lot of people really enjoyable this whole episode. I thought it was just funny. Listen, I might have to go with Lala.
Ooh.
I found her kind of funny. You know what? She's being welcomed into the group so far. Okay. She's about to have a fucking breakdown, but whatever. She's lying to her boss. She's going to go to Italy. She has this rich man who's going to
pay. The whole premise of this is accepting people who you want to see. I want to see her fucking Italy trip.
I'm like interested in her. I think she came in hard. I understand lying to your boss. It's a normal thing. I'm sad she got caught, but she owned up to it. She was like, all right, I'm caught. Like, don't fucking say anything though, you narcs. But she obviously knows that someone's going to say something, but she's beautiful. She's living her life. She's doing it unapologetically. Jax is flirting with her. She doesn't give a fuck. She called him out. You have my number, dude. Don't act like you don't know me. I kind of like her.
Good point. Wanted to accept Katie, but I accepted her last time. So I want to get some new blood in there.
Yeah.
So I just want to give my little gold star to Katie because I just love her.
Yeah.
So I am going to accept Sandoval. Ooh. I think he's living a great life right now. Him and Ariana couch shopping. He's clearly leveled up through his living partners, I'll say. And then he's being a supportive friend. You know, he's still talking to Jax. They're on good terms. I feel like that's such a bonus. Yeah. And I kind of like that he threw some shade Brittany's way. Have I met you? Yeah. Yeah, you actually have.
Yeah, actually. And he's like, sorry. Yeah. Literally don't care. I'm excited to see what happens with Brittany. I'm excited to see what happens with Lala. And I am so not excited to see what happens with James and Kristen. But I am very excited to see what happens with Shay.
Okay, in this season, we did see that James and Lala hook up. So I just hope we get that sooner rather than later.
We also see, I forgot that they already showed us this. They've mentioned that Shay's going to be addicted to pills because that was in like the beginning.
Yeah. Last episode. I'm so confused how this happened.
Is he dead? Is he missing you guys?
Oh my God.
Is no one concerned that for 4 days a pill addict is gone?
Okay, but is he a pill addict now? Does he become one? We have gotten zero information on this. I'm so confused because he did not look like that last season. That I know of.
Yeah, he was always around. He never went missing last season.
No. All right. Well, keep listening to find out, I guess, where this is going.
Join us on Patreon for our after show. Don't forget to follow us on Instagram, join our Facebook group, and please rate, subscribe, review.
Thanks, guys.
Bye.